Blog Talk Radio.
Mention Cox.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
All right, welcome to Wednesday Night Grudge Inc. Radio. Terry here. Tonight, I have a special guest on from Great Lakes Dragway. Some of you from the Midwest probably know him. His name's Trent. I don't know if he's kind of helps out there, manager, runs the events, coordinator, whatever he does. But he's going to talk about upcoming events coming at the Grove. Not sure what happened this weekend, if there was any races going on, but today we locked in with White Cracker, SVO and White Cracker, so that'll happen at DJ's race, May 18th in Montgomery, Alabama. Looking to get some action done with Mark Alexander's car too, so keep everyone updated on that. If you guys got any questions, hit the one button for Trent or whoever. If you want to talk, I heard Cole Killer on a radio show earlier talking about the four wide. So that is happening at Z-Max for his race in October. And that will be the finals for the Grudge Inc. No Class playoffs. So there will be two classes for that. Any power adder, 29Ws, no bars, and then there's a small block shootout also, small block nitrous only. So let me open up Trent's mic here. Let me try and find him. Trent, you there?
Hey, Terry, how you doing, sir?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You're on Grudge Inc. Radio. How you been?
You know, I've been good. It's just now we're starting to get into, like, racing season mode now that the winter has finally seemed to have let us go from its evil grip. It's been horrible.
Yeah,
for those of you who don't live up north, you know, we were doing fine. Everything was warming up. Last Saturday was almost 80, and then Sunday we got 2 inches of snow.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
So, yeah, I can understand why people are moving, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, tell me about
but
it.
I'm optimistic. You know, we're getting into the season now. We've got our first events coming up this weekend, and you know, our Real Street Drags program, the RSD, which has been going on since 99 now. It's been a long run.
Wow.
And our first RSD is this Friday, so I'm excited about that. I'll be there for that. You know, it's looking, I'm excited for the season. Like I said, it's kind of hard to get motivated into it because Mother Nature's been kicking us while we're down. And then we get back up, and she says, ha-ha, kicks us again. I swear to God, she's going through menopause or something. She's just mad.
A little teaser every week, it seems like, lately. I think last year we were out a month already racing.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think anyone's made any fast cars made any passes yet.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, the problem we're having up here, and we're not the only track having it, but, you know, the weather's been so delayed, and it got so cold this year. I mean, we had some of the more, you know, record cold for our area that we haven't seen in 20, 25 years.
Right.
And the problem that everybody's having is, you know, everything's taking forever to thaw. The tracks are still a little green in the north. So we're behind behind our normal schedule. But, you know, we'll catch up. Things will come around, no doubt.
Yeah. So, well, tell us what you do. Your second job, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Well, again, I heard the intro. I appreciate that. My name is Trent. Some of you internet guys might know me as the Voice of Reason. I've kind of been a, not to toot my own horn, but I've kind of been a staple of the Chicago grudge scene for, I don't know, 15, 20 years now, mostly on the back side of things, running events. I've been involved running RSD since we started back in 99. And actually, my first announcing gig was from RSD in 2000. I was in a wheelchair, no joke. I broke my leg in a vacation accident. It was a lot, some guys remember that. It's kind of an old school little thing there, announcing from wheelchair, but it was fun. And, you know, we've moved up. I've been working with Great Lakes Dragway now for a few years, helping them run their bigger event, Nitro Street Car Brawls, which is their staple event every month. We'll talk more about that in a minute. I also help with their major event weekends, mostly as the staging lane coordinator, which sounds kind of trivial, but, and Terry, you'll know this because you've managed racetracks. It's kind of the heart and soul of the event as far as getting things to run smoothly, because that's pretty much where all the action happens before it actually goes into the staging or the water box. So I have my hands full on these bigger events. In recent years, I teamed up with Hey Yo Steve. We came up with Kotz, who I'm sure a lot of guys know, Chi-Town's King of the Street, better known as Kotz. And we brought that up to the Grove in 2000. So this will be our, well, year, depending on how you want to count it. And we're excited for that. I got dates for that. I'm excited on the side of the track. You know, we're hosting your Extreme Meltdown series this year. We got four dates. I think that's going to be a great, great event for us. You know, we're really embracing the grudge guys, and, you know, the 8th mile stuff is strong, and I think we got nowhere to go with up. I think it's going to be a good year for everybody.
Yeah.
So I've got some date schedules here if you want me to run through them.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, here's what we got. This weekend, our first RSD is on Friday the 18th, and it actually pairs up with the air.
Sorry to bother you.
Oh, sure.
Break in.
That's okay.
Explain to everybody what RSD is. You know, some people might not know, you know, what it's about.
Sure. Basically what it was is, at least in the Midwest, it was the original event designed to bring the street racers in off the street to give them a place to play. You know, we tried to mimic the street as much as we can. There are no clocks throughout the night at all, ever. You can set up the race any way you want. You can take it off a tree. Well, let me rephrase that. We don't do a tree anymore. We do an instant green that has become a staple with the RSD and pretty much with all grudge racers nowadays. That's why we adopted that, because that seems to be what everybody likes. It eliminates, you know, flashlight issues, whatever, but we still allow car spots. We've got spots marked out to, I think, 20 cars, and pretty much if you need more than 20 cars, you should probably look into another race, just saying. So pretty much any way you want to do the race, you know, we'll let them do it. You know, this is when we started doing it. Racetracks would not let you do anything other than line up and go off a green light. You know, very old school, traditional. This is how drag racing is done, kind of stuff. And in the last 15 years now, quite frankly, I can't believe it's been that long. In the last 15 years, a lot of racetracks have come around. They're letting people do races the way they want to do them. You know, they're kind of looking outside the box and doing things that are more unconventional, because that's what the racers are asking for. So. The RSD is, you know, stands for Real Street Drags, and it was actually founded by Tough Enough, a.k.a. Brian Mitchell. I know you've had Tough on the show a couple times, and
yeah.
Most people know him. Some people like him. You know, Brian and I have been friends on and off, admittedly. We've had our spats, but we've been friends for, 25 years now. And, you know, I've been helping him out with that for a number of years. And, you know, he worked really hard to get the track manager at the time, Ray Drew, to allow it. And he let us, you know, give it a whirl. And for the first several events, we didn't even have a tree or tiny equipment of any kind. He wouldn't set it up. He didn't think it was necessary. And it was all old school. Everything was hand start. You know, we had a spotter at the finish line calling races. You know, we've kind of advanced a little bit over the years. Cars have gotten faster. Races have gotten closer. Bets have gotten bigger. So now we rely on the track's timing system for the wind lights. You know, that's crucial, because you get some of these races that, you know, flip a coin, you have no idea who won. The racers have no idea who won. You know, nobody knows. It's just, it's so
right.
Close. There's actually, I don't know if you've seen this, there's a video out there circulating that Kyle and the boys over at 1320, who do a lot of our video work for COTS, actually all of it now, and they had posted one of our COTS races calling it an even dead tie, which, again, if we didn't have a wing light, you can't tell from the video. It's a high-speed video, and I mean, it's just, you have no idea. So the win lights are the way to go. And again, it's one of those things. Seems like all of the grudge programs have adopted the same time starting method. Win lights call the winner. It just eliminates the arguments, you know, the human factor. I mean, I've started races manually for 20 years, and I've taken a lot of try to keep this clean for the show. I have received a lot of enthusiastic conversations over questionable, you know, starts and whatnot, racers playing games, stuff like that. Some of the local Chicago guys know what I'm talking about. And after a while, you know, everybody just kind of jumped on the green light bandwagon, and we've been there ever since. So that's where RSD's at. But again, that's this Friday. And we run actually right behind ARS Promotions, which does the video and production work for Great Lakes Dragway. They do a track rental every Friday right before RSD, kind of a hand-in-hand thing. It's not a private track rental. It's just a promotion that they do. So that goes right before RSD until about 5 o'clock. RSD takes over, 5-ish, 6-ish, depending on when we actually, you know, kind of push them out of the way. Or not really. We all get along. But we run until, you know, 11 o'clock at least, unless, you know, we have, like, a really nasty span of weather. It gets super cold or you foggy and can't see in at a track, that kind of thing. But this time of the year, I'm not too worried about it, except for Mother Nature and her menopause.
Yeah.
Coming up Saturday following that is the first Nitro Streetcar Brawl of the year. You know, the flagship group at the Nitro Streetcar Brawl, and in a nutshell, the brawl, as I affectionately call it, I mean, you call it Nitro Streetcar Brawl myself because most of them aren't Nitro Streetcars anymore. You know, yeah. It's the brawl to me. And I've petitioned the owners to, you know, call it the brawl, but, you know, they want to stick with what they like, so it's been called the Nitro Streetcar Brawl for a lot longer than I've been working there, so I'm not going to fight them on that. Mm-hmm. But the flagship group there is, of course, the Chicago Wise Guys, which is all, you know, 6-second, 200-mile-an-hour pro mods, always a crowd pleaser. We've got E85 locked in to race with us this year, you know, and they have been an asset, definitely. I worked with them a few times last year, and I have nothing but good things to say about them. You know, Dwayne runs a great program, and the crowd loves them. You know, they're there, they're organized, they're fast, they're entertaining, they're great to watch. Also in the brawls, you know, we have the track adopted its own index series for the index guys, which doesn't really apply to the grudge crowd, but there are some guys that like to go out and just, you know, just have a little fun, not be so serious about it. Everybody's got to run the same number. There's no sandbagging. There's no hustle. It's just run the number. And that's an 860 index and a 950 index. And there's no memberships or sponsorships. You show up, you pay your race. And I think they pay out now 80%. So it's a pretty nice little deal. We also have, Chicago Gearheads are another racing group that come with us, as well as the Midwest Gassers. So we've got a lot going on. It's a good spectator event. It's a little something for everybody. And, you know, we do throw things in from time to time. Last year, you know, Gus's did their big driving cruise up there in East Troy, Wisconsin. Well, they came down to race with us at the brawl the next day, and they brought a lot. It was overwhelming, to say the least. We weren't quite expecting. I think they brought 36 cars from the cruise.
Oh, wow.
All, you know, show cars. I mean, I had my hands full in the lanes just trying to get it all done. But, you know, it was, the crowd loved it. It was something different. So, you know, we tend to slide things in like that when we have time. And a lot of times it's like, hey, Trent, we brought another group. Can you make it work? And, yeah, sure. I'll figure out a way. You know how it is. Now, also, you know, we've got your meltdown coming on May 3rd. We've got four events booked this season in May, July, August, and October. All early in the month, just so guys know. But, yeah, the first one is going to be on the 3rd. Obviously, I don't have to explain Meltdown to you guys. I'm pretty sure you all know exactly what it's about. That's been your deal for years. And I was really excited that, you know, we're able to make it work to bring you guys in. I think it's going to be a good fit. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, I did want to mention, along the RSD and the Brawl line, that the way the track has been scheduling this for a while, it doesn't happen in April because of Easter. But May through October, we kind of have, I call it a three-pack weekend. It's something for everybody. You've got RSD on Friday, you've got the Brawl on Saturday, and you've got Import Wars on Sunday. And I'm not going to lie, imports really aren't my deal. But there's a big crowd out there for it. A lot of people like it, and that's cool. But they're always scheduled back to back to back, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Third weekend of the month, all the way from May to October. Just something for your listeners to keep in mind. Guys that might want to come check it out. And obviously, you already mentioned this earlier. I'm really excited that we were able to put this together. That Great Lakes is one of the 20, was it 25 tracks now, Terry?
Yeah, I think there's 25 so far.
You know, in 13 states. And the way I've been explaining it to people that ask, I said it's real simple. It's called the Bad Blood Playoffs. 13 states, 25 tracks, one date. And the winners are going to the no class. Is it no class playoffs or no class nationals? I've heard it.
Yeah, it's no class playoffs. We call it the bad blood. Bad blood, whatever. I forget what it is, but.
Perfect. Yeah, I was looking at John Ford's graphics he put up, so I wasn't exactly sure if I had it backwards or not. But, you know, we're going to send our winners out to race with everybody else's winners down there at D-Max later in the year. And it's going to be a crazy time. I'm interested. It's going to be a handful for me because that's why I was so happy we were able to make the date work, because that date actually has a bracket race on it. So we're going to be mixing in the bracket guys. So it's going to be interesting. I will politely ask all of the grudge guys that are coming out for it, you know, please come out. We're going to have a good time, but let's be nice to the bracket racers. So let's behave. Because generally we don't really jive too much. We're just different types of racers. So I think we can all get along just fine. I'm just going to ask everybody in advance. And obviously we've got COTS we mentioned earlier, which is an event I'm exceptionally proud of. You know, we started it. I'm not going to ramble on too much about it, but the short version it started originally as back in 2008.
Yeah.
So that's our first event. We ran one event a year down in Indiana and Morocco for 2 years, and then we moved it up to the Grove in 2010, and we've been running two events a year ever since. And it started off as one group. You know, I hesitate to use the word class because it bothers me, but that's how people understand it. You know, 28, 10-5, 9-W, stock suspension, no wheelie bars. That was pretty much the gist of it. You know, we've expanded the event over the years. We added motorcycles, which is essentially a stock clutch, no wheelie bar, street tire. Other than that, anything goes. And let's see here. Everything is a quarter mile except for the seniors, which is the 28-inch group. I'll go over that briefly. So you've got your motorcycles, which is a stock hand clutch, again, no wheelie bars, street tire. And we've added two more groups, the first of which came about, not last year, year before that, 2012, I think it was. And this is kind of my baby. Is like we got a lot of requests for the street guys. You know, they wanted something that wasn't quite as intense as the 28s because those guys gotten pretty fast. So we came up with juniors, and that's kind of my kitty. It's a 26-inch drag radial class. It's got to be a street car. It's got to have plates, insurance, all street equipment, 26-inch drag radial, no wheelie bars, no anti-roll bar, which a lot of people don't like, but that's my rules, and that's the way I want them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people actually enjoy it because most guys aren't driving around with hardcore anti-roll bars on the street. And on a 26-inch drag radial, it really hasn't, you know, most guys will tell you it's really not a help. It doesn't matter much. And there's a lot of interest in it because it's not quite as hardcore as the seniors have gotten. Those guys have gotten pretty serious. We've got another group that came in last year called Gangster, which, again, embracing the smaller tire. You know, the logic here is that horsepower is really easy to make these days. So, you know, if we're going to try to even the crowd out, we're just going to make it more difficult to get down the racetrack. So we put them on a 26-inch slick, but we have basically allowed them anything else that they want, you know. Basically the baddest on the 26. Again, no wheelie bars. That's kind of a COTS thing. We don't really believe in wheelie bars. In Chicago, we don't use wheelie bars. You want to go to Detroit, you got wheelie bars, man. They'll hug you and kiss you until you go home, you know, with all their money or whatever. But that's, you know, that's Chi-Town way is we don't run wheelie bars. We run 28. That's just how it is. The seniors, and interestingly enough, by the way, with the Gangster, our first Gangster, we actually had an import win it, an all-wheel drive import, which is the first time we've had an import win anything, and the first time we've had an all-wheel drive, well, it's first time we've had all-wheel drive go past first round for the most part. So that was quite a head-turner for a lot of people. Credit to Devin, who owned that car. Those guys really worked their butt off to get it going, and, you know, they had everything lined up right for them that day. As far as the seniors, which is our flagship group, that is still a 28-10-5 9W. We opened it up to allow any rear suspension, no wheelie bars, and the car must have doors. So pretty much you can show up with a pro mod if you want. I mean, you can put a 28-9W in there and get it down the track. What's that?
As long as you got 28s, right?
Yeah, 28-9W, I mean, pretty much anything goes. As long as you got no parachute, no wheelie bar, no parachute, that would be real safe. But
yeah.
We did move that group at their request. We moved them to 8th mile, I don't know, a year ago maybe.
Yeah.
I admittedly, I'm a quarter-mile guy. I always have been. But you know, the racers like it. The fans like it. You know, we're here to give them what they want. So that's the way it's been. And obviously with Grudge, 8th mile is really where it's at right now. So that's fine. Now, the one thing about COTS is that it is a no-prep event, which when we started it back in 08 was unheard of. It really didn't happen. Now, there's a number of no-prep races going on now, no-prep shootouts and all kinds of, you know, no-prep grudge races. So I feel kind of privileged that we're one of the forerunners in that. But a lot of people are doing it now and having a lot of fun with it. And it really, between that and our instant green start, it really filled. You know, we get a couple of class guys that show up, and not very many of them do very well because they're just not used to the surface. They're not used to the starting method. And at COTS, we really never know what's going to happen. That's what I tell people all the time. People think, well, this guy's going to race in it, so he says. So, you know, he's going to mount the class up. And I've seen it all, Terry. I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen seasoned professionals time out because they just didn't get in the beans fast enough.
Right.
I've seen a guy lose in the finals who had it locked up solid, and he just didn't bump in fast enough and got red lit. You know,
yep.
And for records, so everybody knows, we do a 5-second timeout at COTS just because we don't have any ambers or anything like that. So I configured it so nobody's going to be on a break for longer than 7 seconds from start to finish. I don't want nobody burning down at our event. So it is a 5-second. So it's a little quicker, but we tell the guys that. And, you know how it is when you're under the pressure and you're in the beams, you know, the seconds seem like hours.
Yeah.
So, you never know what's going to happen. We've had guys get loose. Some of you may remember a now infamous video that came out. Paul Mantilla got loose behind Boost 12 and came all the way over into his lane and got straightened out, got back in his lane and drove around Boost 12 and won. And I took a lot of heat for that because by conventional drag racers' rules, that's a disqualification. But that's just not how we do it. You know, I allow them to cross behind the opponent simply because on the street there is no center line. I mean, I've seen it all on the street, all of it. We've all seen it. You're in it to win it, period. So we try to keep as much of the spirit there without, we don't get guys running into each other, nothing crazy like that. And we try to keep it as free-spirited as we can without turning it into a, all-out anarchy. So that's in a nutshell what we have going on. We've got the 4 meltdowns, which I'm real excited about. Again, that's May, July, August, and October. We've got 2 COTS, June 14th. And then we got one in September as well. All the stuff is available on the GreatLakesDragway.com website. There's a 2014 schedule there. You can look it all up. And I'm just hoping that Mother Nature is done playing with us so we can actually get some racing done. Unlike all y'all in the South, that's cool that you got like 11 months of racing. We normally have like 7. We're now down to like 4. So
yeah.
We got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my spiel. For the most part, I'm really excited about the Bad Blood race because it's the first time. I'll give you guys credit. I'll give the grudging guys credit. I've seen a lot of stuff come and go in my years of organizing races and, doing a little promoting here and there, but, mostly being the behind-the-scenes guy.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen anyone try to pull off, this many races and this many tracks on the same day, all with the same purpose. Everybody's going the same place when they win. So whoever wins at the Grove is going to take on the guys that win at Hattiesburg, I think, is doing it. And I know STMP is doing it. We're all going to take on each other down at a track when we're going to Z-Max. Are we doing 4 wide at Z-Max, by the way?
Yep. It's going to be 4 wide.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. 4 wide.
Lord, a four wide grudge race.
It's going to be the first grudge race at Z-Max.
We're going to have to get Skin down there so he can stand on a little podium and start the races by him because, we'll do what he got to do. I'll give him his referee shirt. For those of you who – I already know Skin. He's a legend, and we're fortunate enough that he's kind of our referee at COTS, so you'll see him with the referee shirt on. If we have any questions or questionable calls, he'll weigh in his opinion. But usually you can just find him running around the racetrack blowing a whistle at random women. That's kind of his thing. So, Skin's always a character. But, I'm really excited about it. I don't know about you, but I've been pretty much knuckling down, working my rear end off all winter. For those of you who don't know, I'm a truck driver. I deliver, hazmat fuels and and all kinds of stuff. So it's been a long winter for me with all this snow and ice. I'm done with it. I'm ready to open the windows and just enjoy myself for a while and go racing.
Yeah, we got to open the windows for a day.
Yeah, one day, and then close them right back and go get the freaking snow brush.
Yeah, my wife's looking for her. We're going to end up moving down south.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually said he's going to move down by Orlando or something like that. He's going to move to Florida. And I thought about it. You know, this is my home. I've lived up here pretty much my whole life, except for college, which ironically was in Alabama, Roll Tide. But, it was, I got a wife and three children up here, and unfortunately, relocating is difficult when they just don't want to leave.
Yeah.
So I was half tempted to just leave and see if they follow me, but let's be honest, they're not going to follow me. You know, they'll still be here, and they'll still ask me to, you know, send my checks to pay the mortgage and that kind of thing, and I wonder what happened. Like, you can't blame her. The weather appears to be horrible, and you live in Indiana.
Yep.
So at least you have the benefits of living in Indiana. I live in Illinois. And those of you who live in Illinois know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I would never
live in that corrupt state.
Come on, it's not that bad if you don't mind paying all your money in taxes.
Yeah, exactly. If I moved my house and property into Illinois, I'd be paying $12,000 in taxes a year.
I believe it. But you've got a couple acres, right?
Yep. I pay $500.
Yeah. Put it in perspective, actually. I'll tell you a little story, and all your listeners might appreciate this. Be thankful for your low-tax area. There's an acre down the street from me. It's 8 lots. I looked at buying it because I would love to have more land.
Mm-hmm.
It's unimproved. It's a forest. The taxes on that acre combined are $5,600 a year. I'm like, yeah, never mind. I don't need that for tree. So it is kind of amazing, you know. It would be different if it was, like, improved and had a house on it. And that's just for, you know, 8 little shoebox lots. So, no thanks. So how are you feeling about this season? You excited to get going or what?
Yeah, no, I'm excited. We got I just locked up with a guy named Aaron. He has a White Cracker. His car is called White Cracker.
I heard you mentioning that in the queue there.
Yeah. With the SVO.
I was going to say, it's the SVO. And for those of you who don't know, by the way, the SVO, Teddy and Aaron, they did win our COTS event. Actually, was it? It was the last one, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was fall.
When you wrecked it.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fall COTS. If you ever want to see what I'm talking about, 1320 has a video on YouTube called Winning $10,000 While Wrecking? And that also, I completely forgot to talk about this. That's one of the reason why people come in hanging all out is because we pay out huge. You know, the seniors is guaranteed $10,000 in cash, period. It doesn't matter how many show up.
$500 or something buy-in?
Yeah, it used to be $550. Steve lowered it to $500. You know, if you got to lock in prior to the race.
Yeah, so any of you guys that are on here down south, it's $500 buy-in. If you guys need to get a hold of me or something, you want to come up, it's $500 buy-in, $10,000.
That's right. And if we pull out cash, all the videos, and we pull out at the end of the night, we make a big deal about it. And I don't have, let me look at my file here. I've got a file drawer at my desk of all my COTS stuff. I don't know that I have all the amounts, but I know Juniors was somewhere around 3,200. I think Gangster was in 2,600 or something like that. Bikes was around $3,000. You know, those are all variant with car count, so to speak.
Yeah.
But we have, you know, like you said, the seniors is our flagship group. We've been doing that forever. And if you want, obviously, you want to know more about it, we have a Facebook page. It's a little lengthy in its title, but it's just, you know, if you look up Chi-Town Tots, it'll come up. It's got a lot of exclamation points because, hey, Steve is pretty high energy when he types. And if you ever want to get involved in Tots, you want to get a hold of Hey Yo Steve, you can find him on Facebook, Hey Yo Steve Tots. You know, if you can't get a hold of him, you can find me. I'm easy to find pretty much anywhere. You can always call Terry, and Terry will direct you to me. I'm on Facebook. Just look up Trent. Believe it or not, it's actually that easy. I'm one of the first ones to pop up. You know, I can't miss me. I got the neon yellow farmer's hat. That's kind of my trademark when I'm at the racetrack. That's how people know how to find me, which is cool if I have friends, but if I ever have, like, a sniper that gets really mad at me, I'm a dead man. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm looking forward to getting more of the Grudge action up to Great Lakes. I think we've got the right environment for them. You know, we've got a great track. It's a great facility. And we've got all the necessary safety protocol because obviously some of these Grudge races get a little out of hand sometimes. Our ambulances have medical gear in them. We have EMTs, you know, little stuff like that. And it's going to be a good time. That's pretty much all I can tell you. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great season this year. You know, we've got a great diverse mix of action between your brackets and your indexes, your Grudge, your major events. You know, we've got some other stuff on the schedule, the 100-car pileup, which doesn't really apply to the Grudging guys. But, you know, if you're ever interested, like you said, you can go to the GreatLakesDragaway.com website and you can check out the 2014 schedule. It's up there all the way to the end of October. Pretty much because after October, trying to like throw it up in the air and see what happens. We'll cover that in October.
Yeah. Let me open some of these mics. There might be some questions. 773-7115. Who's this?
What's going on, Kid?
Kid, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Talking a little bit about the Grove. What do you know about it?
Nothing too much from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to you guys, yeah.
Gotcha. Let me open these. 773-4015. Who's this?
It's Preach. What's going on?
Preacher.
Preacher boy.
Preacher boy, you got Trent on.
Another mother. What up, Preach?
What's going on, Trent?
Oh, man, living the dream, brother. You know what? I'm on the radio. I feel famous for 5 minutes. Dude, I'm telling you what. I'm on cloud nine.
Uh-oh. I got another hand up. You like this one. Big Vic, your mic's open.
What's going on, everybody?
Is that Vic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is me. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
Slow motion, man. Trying to get away from all this cold weather and get some racing going on.
Man, you ain't lying. You ain't lying there, Big Vic. You ain't lying there at all. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get to the racetrack. You know, and the sad fact is, for all those who say they want to run race events and create their own stuff, I'm just going to give you a little glimpse into what Terry and I deal with. I pretty much go to the racetrack to work now. You know, like social calls are pretty much non-existent. And so, you know, if you're a racer, stay racing.
Yes, sir.
It becomes something of a job. Like you said, a second job, really. Started out as one thing, then it's another. Next thing you know, you're there 2 weekends a month, and then a couple nights during the week, your wife wants to divorce you, that kind of thing. Vic, what do you guys? Yeah, no kidding. Well, at least that time you might be in a garage. You know, at least you're like within throwing distance of a pot or something. So, Preach, you coming back out this year or what?
Yeah, I'll be out this year.
Yeah, what you running? You bringing out Imani and G body? I know you love them G bodies.
Yeah, G body, my Malibu.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing but my Malibu.
Good. You coming out this Friday or you not ready yet? I know a lot of guys are still
not quite ready.
I'm
not ready. I'm not ready yet. I'm taking my time this time. I had a lot of issues with stuff.
Here. You got a pen?
No.
Write this down. May 16th. That's going to be Preacher Boy's unveiling. It's going to be his homecoming. Your
uh-oh.
Second RSD.
No, it can't be May 16th. It's got to be in June.
Preacher Boy, you got to have that car ready by May 31st.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, once you
small
get past
block.
That, now you're
not... Small block nitrous only.
Right. That's
shootout.
All it is. Small block.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Terry,
Grove.
What, they got a small block nitrous what?
Small block nitrous only. Shootout.
Oh, that's my bad, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's we're doing it for Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc.'s having a playoff.
Well, I'll be in there.
And the Grove will be hosting it May 31st. Be one of 25 tracks. All in one day.
Well, I'll be at that.
Crazy. I'm looking forward to seeing you for that. Now, Terry, just so I know, so I can spread word to some of the guys I know. With the small block nitrous only, what are the tire suspension? What other rules
it's
you got?
Any style rear suspension, stock style front mm-hmm. suspension, small block nitrous only. You can have any rear suspension, no wheelie bars, and you can run a 29-10-5W or smaller.
Holy
and
moly!
And a 275 radio.
Well, just for a Chicago guy, man, a 29W, you might as well run a friggin' top fuel tire.
Now, if you have to line up against someone with a bigger tire, that smaller tire guy always gets lane choice.
Oh, that's right. I remember Bruce 12 seemed to talk about that because I know he's a 20 for life.
Yep. Yeah, if you line up against someone with a 29 and you got 28, huh?
I could put 29.5 on the card here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But if you line up against a guy with a 28, you got to give him lane choice.
You don't mind lane choice. Any lane long as it's straight.
And now, Trent, also, too, I know me and you and Tuff and Randy have talked a lot. You know, the Grove sometimes has – people have talked about traction issues there, of course, you know, like everywhere. Yeah, I mean, if you want to tell everybody that what we've talked about over the winter, you know, making sure the small tire guys.
Well, yeah, I can tell you that in a nutshell. And this is actually going to come back to our mutual good friend, Tuff Enough. For those of you who don't know, he is actually quite the wizard when it comes to, you know, prepping that particular track because he's been working at that racetrack for longer than me, 25 years maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, he knows that surface like pretty much nobody else. There's, you know, nobody's been there as long as he has. And the regular track guys can get it to work. They're very good. I would never throw them under the bus or say anything nasty because it's just not necessary, not to mention inaccurate. If I was going to tell you what could have been done better, I would say that it's the consistency to doing the same thing every time. And that's something that I have worked with the owners, Randy and Marcel up there, to explain to them to make sure that, you know, they don't have to go crazy with the track all the time. It's a matter of just consistency. Some people say, well, you know, we're out of street tires. We're not going to touch it. Well, the problem is when you let the track settle a little bit, then it's harder to recover. If you keep the track at an even keel for a while, then if you really got to wick it up for the really, you know, heavy-duty cars, it's not that difficult. You're not spending, you know, 2 days, you know, scraping and dragging and spraying and prepping and spraying and dragging and dragging and dragging. And Tyler, you know, I know you had Tyler Crossnew on there a while back.
Yep.
I was fortunate enough to talk with him. And Tyler will be the first one to tell you, you know, most of the time, lock the sprayer in the trailer and drag, 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 drag.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of the secret to keeping these tracks alive. So it's a matter of getting guys all on the same page, making sure that they understand from a fundamental basis of what each prep stage does to the surface. So I think that, you know, they've worked really hard to get all the guys to do the same thing. That's, again, it's consistency. Just like it wins racetracks, that's what makes racetracks work. And, you know, you got to get out there. As I understand, the Grove has acquired a track meter now, which I told them it's important because a lot of guys tune based on that. You know, a lot of the heavy-hitting guys have it, and they said I think it would be in their interest to have one of their own, if for no other reason, because that way they can, you know, use it as a kind of a yardstick, if you will, a measuring stick, to show people when they say, well, the track doesn't work. Well, we just pulled 450 on a track meter, so apparently it's working. You know, because you've got on both sides of the coin, you know, a lot of people that work at racetracks, and this is certainly not unique to the Grove, they'll automatically say, well, the racer doesn't know how to set the car up. And that does happen. And a lot of racers will say, well, the racetrack isn't prep right. You're always going to get people pointing fingers both sides. And my approach has always been, well, for my races, just don't prep it at all. But that's not what we're talking about. My approach has always been, you know, let's find something that works for everybody. Obviously, we can't put 50 gallons of glue on the track a day. A, it's prohibitively expensive, not to mention it doesn't work. You know, you got to use a little glue. Depends on how, you know, what glue you're going to use. Cut it if you're going to put it straight, you know, how heavy you're going to put it. And that's something where, you know, Tuff is he's kind of the senior guy in that respect. That's why for the major events, the meltdowns, the brawls, for the bad blood, you know, he will be on hand and he'll make sure that everything is perfect. So I'm excited about that. And the other thing that, you know, I always ask racers is, you know, feedback. If you think something's not working right, let somebody know. you know, and don't just walk up and tell them the track is junk, it doesn't work. Well, how is it junk? Is it loose to the 330? Is there something on the track? Is the groove too narrow? You know, feedback is important because the guys that are doing the prep, well, pretty much everybody is a racer, but they're generally not racing while they're working. So unless you tell us what's going on, we can't take corrective action to fix a problem if there is a problem.
Right.
You know, I've seen some people, I've seen this more than a few times, guys on a drag radio who are trying to sort it out. And you know how it is, man, radials are tough. It's tough to get a handle on that tune-up to keep the tires under the car. And guys will, you know, they'll dial suspension in too tight and they'll, you know, they'll bunny hop the rear axle of the car and blame it on the racetrack. Guys, you know, you got to do some suspension to it. You keep knocking the tires off, you know, 30 feet out. Every time you ramp the power in, it just pops the car off the ground. So, you know, everybody's got to do their part to make sure that we can have the best race surface that we can. Likewise, you know, on a major event, we're not going to have somebody coming in with street tires doing huge monster hole shots and just tearing the track up.
Right.
You know, that's, it's kind of an accepted thing. You know, we generally don't do testing tunes at major events. And, you know, we're not going to have four-wheel drive trucks out there doing monster mudder hole shots. We're trying to get grudge cars down the track.
Yeah.
I have stressed the importance, I believe personally, of really, you know, getting the confidence from the small tire guys, because that's really what's hot right now. That's what guys want to do. You know, it's all cyclical. The stuff comes in stages, and right now, small tires where it's at. So we, you know, we got to do what we can to, you know, get these guys happy and get them down a racetrack. You know, everybody, I have no doubt that SGMP is one of the finest facilities in the South, and you know, it's also all concrete, as is Joliet, as is 131, as is Palm Beach. You know, a lot of them are all concrete, so it's difficult to play apples to apples when you've got an asphalt track versus a concrete track. And, of course, you know, the pad of the transition, all concrete, as most tracks are. But
hey, come up for some air. Come up for some air. Breathe. Boosha. Okay, go ahead, carry on.
Hey, you know who that is.
Hey, dude, don't even talk to me about breathe. I got gills, bitch. We'll get this
breathe.
Done.
Breathe.
No, I will not breathe. I will tell you one last thing, and I'll let you guys go loose. One thing I will remind people of, when you want to, you know, people want to complain about track surface, the Great Lakes is the oldest continuously operating racetrack in the world. Like, and that is a certifiable, documented fact. So it's not a state-of-the-art, brand-new surface facility like some of these guys are used to. It's very current. We've got current spec walls. Everything is NHRA spec in the entire track, the timing system, everything. They put a lot of money into that track, the lighting, I mean, the pits. Actually, they're expanding the pits. If you don't know that, Terry, they're grading off another acre to the west, like all the way in the far west end there. So there's going to be another acre of paved pits. I think it's due to be done. Not sure if it's going to be this year or next year. They've been working on it for a couple of years, just getting the land, you know, straightened out.
I like 41.
What's that?
Hey,
like
that's why you moved your race.
I like 41.
You like 41. Speaking of bunny hops, how do you feel about, you know, like jumping over craters? Huh? Is that pretty cool? Is that what you want to do or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Open it, Mike. Hang on. Richie boy, your mic's open.
I'm in the hood, baby.
773-4015. Who's this?
Self-push, man. My phone is off.
Okay.
Hey, I got a question. For sure.
Who
got the background
noise? Only one at a time.
Probably me.
Is it? Richie, just mute yourself and then come back in.
Well, now I hear Facebook noises. Go ahead.
Hey, are they still running that 790 class or whatever it was, or they got rid of that?
No, if I recall correctly, 790 was with the Gamblers race, the Gamblers Drag Race Association, GDRA. And GDRA is not running any events at the Grove this year. I think they're out of Byron. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, we're not doing anything with Gamblers this year. That's one of the reasons why we've got our own indexed 860-950. I don't know the background behind it, so I'm not going to speculate, but what the racers wanted. one of the guys, you know, put it together, and then we do it all in-house now.
What about the MDRA? Y'all run an MDRA this year?
You know, I haven't seen anything with MDRA on the schedule, so I don't know. I haven't talked to Rich Karp, who obviously runs the MDRA. I haven't heard anything from him, but I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been to a racetrack yet this year at all. I've been busy working. So I'll be there Friday, and I'll get caught up on a little bit. I haven't seen anything on schedule, but we, you know, we make minor alterations, and MDRA typically runs like a brawl. So, you know, we can shoehorn them in pretty much any time. We just need to know how many groups they got and how many cars are actually going to come, just like anybody else. We can schedule them some time. So at this point, I don't think so, but that's not a definite no. I don't know anything at the moment.
All right. Anyone else got anything for Trent? Hang on.
And I have to tell you, Terry, this little radio thing.
Hang on.
Who's
this
private?
Who got a private number?
I've been calling the private hallway.
Wow, who that is?
I have absolutely no idea what just happened. I was going to tell you, as you know, I enjoy doing a radio show. As some of you guys might remember, we did a series of radio shows for RSD Radio. That I engineered and produced that stuff, and we also did some village shows a number of years ago. So it was a little different format. It was more of an entertainment type thing. It wasn't all phone-based. You know, it wasn't more of an interaction show like this was. It's just something to do in the winter. So I appreciate what you're doing, you know, because you get guys' feedback and guys can tune in and listen every week, you know, and that way they have kind of an idea of what's going on around the country.
Yeah. Try and keep it racing. Try not to keep nothing personal. Keep all the shows clean, and you know.
Sure, of course. I remember. Do you have a deal with Wild Man down in Georgia? He was doing a show for a while.
Wild Man.
He called him. Yeah, DJ. I think DJ Wild Man. I think he called him.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was doing a grudge show down in Georgia. And I talked to him a couple of times. Kind of the same format as what you guys are doing up here, you know. You know, all conversation, all that kind of stuff. It's real cool. You know, you got to love technology. It's made this kind of thing, you know, not only possible, but fairly easy, which is nice. You know, 10 years ago, you couldn't do anything like this. The technology just wasn't there. So you got to give it nod for that. It gives us all an outlet and something, you know, some way to keep a hold of everybody, you know, except for like Facebook and you know, that kind of thing. You know, we obviously have our websites and whatnot, you know. On our end, Chi-Town Racing has been our big supporter for all of our events for the years as far as conversation and RSD and COTS and all that stuff. That's been kind of our home base, and everything's still strong over there. And, you know, back in the Streetcar Chaos days, they were supporting us then, too. That's going back a little bit, isn't it, Terry?
That's a ways back.
That's going way back. That's when COTS was from us.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's when
I remember. As some of you guys might remember,
those were the days you wouldn't get home until the sun come up.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. 3 in the morning. That made the track. That was made 41. Cox made 41.
We used to stay
after 3 in the morning and race all day. That was beautiful.
Yep.
Now,
well,
it's really not that fun.
Yeah. I remember it'd be 10 o'clock at night. There'd be a line out to 41 waiting to get in the track at 10 at night.
Well, and as I'm sure you guys remember, back in the early days of Chaos, I used to MC that stuff.
Yeah.
All by myself.
Yep.
You know, Denny had me down there announcing, and it was really rough when I did RSD one night and then drove down to 41, then, you know, Chaos on the Friday night, and then I went to work on Saturday.
Yep.
It was rough.
That was fun.
I traded for anything in the world. We had a great time. We really did. And, you know, I feel privileged to have been a part of it, quite frankly, because that's where it all started, all of this stuff, you know, all these organized grudge race events. I think it's great. I really do. But I really think all of them started at events like RSB and events like Streetcar Chaos and the street legal stuff that people have been doing all over the country. You know, I think they were kind of the forefather, if you will, to these modern grudge race events that we got now. I mean,
you know, if they keep the tracks open to 2 and 3 in the morning again now, it would get a lot more action.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the problem is, though, and I was actually privy to this firsthand. You know, I saw the after effects of what happens when you thumb your nose at the law. This would be in 41's case. And, you know, eventually, if you have a legal curfew that you have to abide by, you can't just throw by the wayside because it will catch up with you. And,
yeah,
you know, that's why they got an early curfew now.
And I'm saying the growth can happen.
There's other reasons.
Well,
there's other reasons.
I was trying not to go there. Yeah. I was trying to go there.
I believe if 41 would have treated their town a little better, you know, they making all that money, donate some stuff and throw stuff for them, they would have let them stay out late because no one.
Preacher.
Other man hit the track.
Preacher.
Yeah.
I actually had that curfew lifted. And someone fought me against it.
You know what I mean?
When I was there. Not the county.
Yeah.
The county gave me the okay.
One of the residents or somebody?
No, it wasn't a resident.
Not a discussion for anyone. Probably not a discussion we have right now.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. As far as the Grove goes, the Grove is situated in the town of Paris. It's a small farming town. And the residents, you know, you go to the town hall meetings, you know, and the residents have concerns about noise. I mean, they've got some serious lighting at that racetrack. And, you know, they conducted studies on noise and light pollution and all that stuff. And you know, they've got some people that kind of went off the deep end about it that, in my opinion, being there, having listened to it, they exaggerated somewhat as far as what they were seeing and hearing. But in order for a racetrack to survive, you have to be a good neighbor. It's just a requirement.
Right.
Unless you buy up everything around you, like Route 66, you have to be a good neighbor. That's how it works.
But
if you're not a good neighbor.
They can try to get it for once a month. They can stay up until 3 in the morning, and then they do something for their neighbors. They're making the money.
Well, no, that's
true. It ain't like
that's
they can hurt them.
Well, I know that. But if for what it's worth, we have at the Grove, and I think it's 4 times a year, if I remember correctly, that we have the latitude to extend our shutdown time. I'm not at liberty to discuss how late, but that is worked into the agreement. But, you know, I know the track had to plant some trees and stuff to try to make a noise barrier and et cetera, et cetera. So there is some leeway there. But if you look around the country at most of these, I'm not talking about some of the really small tracks. The guys call them outlaw tracks, but I just call them small tracks. You know, a lot of them, they have the latitude to do what they want. But when you
right,
get into the larger...
Get to stay out all night.
And Martin?
You got the two tracks for Detroit get to stay out to 3 in the morning, man. Them people race.
Martin and Milan, well, I will say this, you know, that's probably just a difference in locale. I personally haven't been to Milan. I've been to Martin a handful of times. We're doing streetcar chaos out there. And it's a fantastic track. It's a nice area. And there's really nothing out there, as I recall. So that doesn't surprise me. I wish it was we could just run to whenever we want, but again, you got to work within the confines of the residents and the law and people that run the town, and that's just kind of how it works, unfortunately. Sign of the times. Look at how when we used to street race, we could street race anywhere. I can name a half a dozen roads off the top of my head that we street raced for hours. Now try it.
Yeah.
You know, just progress, and you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But
well,
we all know that
Byron race
doesn't happen.
They said Byron will happen late night racing this year.
Oh, we can have it. I just can't tell you how late. Oh, I'm sure we could probably work something out. You know, it depends on how crazy you guys are.
They said Byron will happen late night racing this year.
Well, I'm not going to talk badly about another track. I have no negative issues with Byron. RJ, who runs the place, is a great guy, and they run a really nice track there. But as far as I know, they just recently were allowed to hold races at night at all. So I haven't heard of them being able to run late, but I'm not saying that it can't happen. I know for years, you know, they, Ron Leake, who owned that facility for forever, I think he still announces there, but BJ, I believe, is the majority owner now. But they, you know, for the longest time, they weren't allowed to run at night. Byron wouldn't let them do it. So, you know, they're making progress, but I haven't heard anything about them running all night. You know, you can try anything once. I'll tell you that.
I thought Byron didn't have lights.
Yeah, Byron doesn't have lights.
Well, I got lights.
I thought they were bringing. Actually, I thought they were taking a page out of the Street Outlaw book and just bringing in rentals.
Yeah,
you know,
I think they did that one.
That's what it looked like.
They just put up lights. They had it on the internet. They put lights up.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't been out there in a while. With as little time as I have between work and family and whatnot, it's hard enough for me to get to one racetrack. It's like to work, let alone to just scout other racetracks and go hang out and see guys and watch races and whatnot. And I'm not going to lie to you. Over the years of running events and being in the action and whatnot, I'm a terrible spectator. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it's very difficult for me to sit and watch a drag race because I want to be doing something. But I'll find out. Well, I'd be interested in knowing, you know. I hope they can. You know, if you circle this back to 41, there's, you know, a lot of varied opinions about the racetrack. Again, we're not going to throw stones or be mean or anything like that. It's not necessary. But 41 has had its issues like anybody else. But it's in everybody's best interest to try to keep these tracks alive because if a track closes, it's never coming back, at least not around here. And that's really what I am concerned about as somebody who's involved with racing and, you know, the running of events and whatnot, and I have a lot of trackside knowledge. I don't want to see any racetracks closed because I think it's bad for everybody. I really do.
Yep.
So I hope that, you know, the tracks like Byron do whatever they can to stay, you know, in business and stay profitable and stay busy because I think it benefits everybody, whether or not you actually race there or not. You know, it's good for the sport as a whole.
Yeah, it helps the chassis guys. I mean, if there's no tracks around this area, then, you know, there's no chassis guys, there's no nothing.
Well, yeah. And you guys might remember, it wasn't that long ago that people from our circle, you know, who are now like the modern grudge crowd, we used to always complain that we had no place to race. We didn't fit any classes. You know, we had no place to race. Now we got events coming out of our ears and tracks all over the country. So, you know, to watch what has happened in the last 20 years is amazing to me. I hope somebody didn't just get hurt because that sounded really painful.
What's that?
Terry, did you just fall off the window?
No, I was getting ice out of the refrigerator. Freezer.
Nice. So we're all here sitting here talking and Terry's making drinks. Party at Terry's house.
Yeah, it's always drinks over here.
I need to move to Indiana.
So,
listen, I don't want to cut you guys, but I got bedtime for the children. So if anybody's got any questions, I'll be on for another couple of minutes. I'd love to answer them and do anything I can to help you out. And again,
I open all the mics. If no one's got anything, then you can go ahead and get the kids asleep.
All right. Well, so, I'll give another couple minutes just in case.
Sounds good.
You know, just to recap, you know, we got RSD this weekend. And, of course, you know, as anything racing, it's all weather providing. Everybody talks about the forecast, but I pretty much don't believe it until I get there. We've overcome a lot of shadowy forecasts over the last 15 years. But we got RSD in the Brawl this weekend. You know, the first meltdown coming beginning of May. We've got the Bad Blood playoffs coming the end of May. That's going to be something else. We've got COTS in June. You know, COTS again in September, meltdown in July, meltdown in August, meltdown in October, plus all the staple events, you know, the three-pack weekend, the RSD, the Brawl Import Wars, third weekend of every month. You know, it's going to be a hell of a time. And again, I highly recommend if you want to see, you know, more details about it, you can always go and check out the website at GreatLakesDragway.com. They got their schedule there. Details of COTS can be found on ChiTownRacing.com. We've got our own COTS section. As well as Facebook. There's a lot of Facebook, tomfoolery going on these days. Everybody knows everybody. So we try to have a good time with it, but when it comes down to race day, you know, it's all about who wins. And a lot of guys for these grudge events, a lot of these, you know, bracket index class guys that don't really understand why we do what we do, I just tell them you got to be there to understand. You have to come and check it out. You have to be there. That's kind of like the tagline. I actually use that for COTS. It's in the latest video of the fall events. Wasn't on purpose. They just asked me to, you know, ask about the, you know, talk about the event a little bit. But the long and short of it is to really understand the grudge events and the energy that we bring, not just us, but everybody in the grudge community. You just got to be there and check it out because it's hard to put into words unless you're actually there experiencing it. And I think I have exceeded my word quota for the evening. I'm sorry.
No, it sounds
those of you who know me, I'm a little wordy, but that's just comes from announcing for years. So.
Well, thanks
I've been knowing you forever, Daniel.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I've been knowing you forever, Trent, so I know how you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You're my boy, brother. I'll be glad to see you this year, too.
Well, I was out last year. I just didn't enjoy myself much.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, everybody's had their ups and downs. This is a tough year last year. A lot of guys were kind of on the sidelines just waiting it out. I understand completely. Well, listen, I'm going to get going. Terry, thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right.
Grudge Inc., appreciate it. Props to you guys. A little shout out. And, again, RSD this Friday. And, you know, any questions, you know, get a hold of Terry. He knows how to get a hold of me, and we'll take care of it.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming on, Trent.
Thanks again,
right,
guys.
Man.
Have a good night.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
All right, 313-71, where'd that one go? 313-7173.
What's going on, Terry? What's going on, Preacher? The Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake.
What's
going
on,
Bake?
Y'all all right?
All right.
Always.
Man, I just stopped from work, and I caught you in a little bit of the talk. And what's this I hear? Y'all trying to close down 41?
No. Who said that?
I'm just hearing. Is that what's going on?
No. We were just talking about, like, you know, no track needs to shut down around the area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no track shutting down.
All right. No. Yeah, because we're still fighting, trying to get a track here in the city of Detroit, man. You know, we got a lot of vacant land. But, you know, it's a lot of politics involved. And, man, they stopping everything we throw at them.
Huh. You guys got some good tracks up there. Why you guys need another one in Detroit?
Politics, Terry. You need to call me after the show and I'll fill you in.
I mean, shit, you got Milan, you got 131, and now that Onondaga.
Yeah. It's a lot of politics involved, man. It's,
gotcha.
It's deeper than what you think it is.
Yeah.
Because we started at Detroit Dragway. They closed it down. Then we went out to Lapeer. That's a little far and raggedy. Then we went to Milan, well, call me after the show. Now we at 131, and now we at Onondaga. So it got us bouncing around from one place to another. And it's getting hectic, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, Detroit, we always go back and forth to Chicago racing you guys and coming back here. So.
Shit, it's always Illinois and Indiana going to you guys. I don't never see you guys coming out here.
Oh, yeah, we come to Portland. I've been there quite a few times.
They don't show up that much, do they, Terry?
Yeah. Let me open these mics before I get in trouble. 414-6614.
What up, Terry?
What's going on? Who's this?
The Stokes from Eastside Stadium. Hey.
What's going on?
I'm chilling, bro. Hey, that race at the Grove, you said the shootout this weekend, right?
This weekend is not the Meltdown. It's Nitro Street Brawl they have this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be like a Grove race or a class race?
No, it's class race.
Class race. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday. You know what time to start?
No, I think the gates open at 10 or 11.
Okay. Right, the race comes out at 1.
Yeah, I think.
I'm going to try to go down there to that.
Yeah, they got, you know, nitrous, or they got the Wise Guys and E85 and, you know, stuff like that there.
Okay.
So let me get this other mic.
All right, Terry.
219-5340.
Now, which one of you motherfuckers want to race?
Oh, shit. Big Vic.
You know who. Big, grab your nuts, motherfucker, because we're about to fucking blow your back out.
Uh-oh, here's another one. Mr. Wagner,
you know
your mic's open.
Fuck you, Evans and Triple GT.
Who the fuck is that?
Your fucking daddy.
Huh?
Your fucking daddy.
Sound like fucking Doug.
You bring that broke dick motherfucker, broken ass fucking junk
to the track, we're going to fuck you up.
Hey, get out these nuts for that SBX.
We, listen, I ain't scared with that SB2. I'll drag that motherfucker.
How you going to line up both cars, motherfucker?
If I got to pull motors and build headers, that's what I'll do.
Hey, you better teach Troy how to drive a little better.
Troy's a non-driving motherfucker. I'll put Joey in there before I put Troy in that bitch.
What the fuck with this radiator? I'm driving down the fucking highway today. All of a sudden, I see smoke come out of my fucking hood on my car. Fucking smoke comes off the fucking road, comes up and puts a hole in my motherfucking radiator while I'm on the way over to Chicago. Fucking worst luck. I got the worst luck. Hey, it could be raining motherfucking pussies. I get hit in the head with a big fat black cock, Vic.
Hey, is Vic on here?
Vic's on.
Vic's on.
Yeah, I'm on here, motherfucker.
Vic!
What?
Hey, we're going to fuck you up with the hate tank. That big black fucking bad. We're going to fuck you up with that next. So when Turbo DT beats your motherfucking ass, the hate tank will be in line waiting to plow that ass another fucking 4 inches wide.
Doug, I just got to ask you one question. When did you become a crackhead?
When I met you.
Because you sound like a fucking crackhead right now.
You think that Cobod 2014 Sparrow with fucking leaking ass oil and broken ass rocker arms? We will fuck you up with that fucking LS motor, hey, dick,
yeah.
And
hey,
break your
dead.
Back to the 8th mile.
With what, Doug?
With that fucking 8 mile long Dodge Chell or whatever the fuck that junk is.
The Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner, yeah, that's it.
Get that stinking ass in. I'm sick of you motherfuckers talking all this shit. Lock your fat ass in.
Ooh. What's the rest?
Lock your fat ass in, Doug.
Why you gotta be fat?
Because you is. You's a fat shit ass motherfucker. Lock your ass in.
You're fat, Doug. You fat than a motherfucker. So am I.
So what?
Fuck the fat. No matter, you guys both, I can be fat enough, but you guys don't know I'm a fine-ass fucking
bitch-eating motherfucker.
Damn, man, what is wrong with you, man?
You know he's drunk. He's drunk.
You don't need to drink. Listen, you need to go back to smoking crack.
I don't like crack.
You was quiet.
Bitch, you should have been we went to Manny's Deli. He got him a fucking side of beef. That motherfucker didn't last fucking 5 minutes. That plate was empty.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something right now. Aaron Evans buys lunch. It's fucking hot dogs. Okay. I gotta buy lunch. It's a $15 Manny's Deli downtown, and I can't get out of there for fucking $45.
I
couldn't shake Aaron Evans. You couldn't shake Aaron Evans upside down and nickel fall out of that motherfucker. Okay?
Hey, my name's fucking Dan Belcher, motherfucker. Oh, I heard crickets again. Him and Terry
you're so tight, you squeak.
Hey, Terry Clark's so fucking tight, the motherfucker put a lump of coal in his ass and come out of diamond next week.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, sir.
What's this shit about this hate tank wanting some of the wild man?
The wild man, that fucking junk-ass yellow Camaro, we'll take all that action with the hate tank.
Lock your fat ass in, man.
Leon, your mic's open.
Leaky Leon in the house. I don't want none of that there. They making too much noise. Hey, Leaky Leon, what you want to do with the hate tank?
With the hate tank? Hey, with y'all, I'm going to break y'all back when it's time, man. Just hold on. Hate the ass, so I'm going to break y'all back. We got to make all this
noise.
The Chrysler, the Roadrunner.
I don't care nothing about that.
Keep that motherfucker in his place.
Lock your ass into the eighth.
Hey, look. Let me get something straight with you, dude. Y'all can stop that old petty ass shit about that 8 mile shit. The weak motherfuckers y'all got, run them bitches out the back door.
No problem. Lock
what
it up.
Come about that 8 mile stuff?
Tell
us about the 8 mile.
Huh? Lock that Turbo GT out the back door. We ain't scared. I tell you what, we'll give you 2-to-1 money. We'll give you 2-to-1 odds on your money. Now lock your ass in.
Hey, you, hey, Leon, you bring that fucking sideways down and motherfucker to the track, we will bust that fucking ass clean fuck out.
Won't you lose some weight at the ass in your mouth, man? You ain't talking about nothing.
You ain't talking about listen, you ain't made a pass in that car in 3 fucking years since I seen it, or 4 fucking years. You watch that shit in the 8 mile or the quarter mile with Turbo GT.
And you ain't made an ass since 3 love put you to shame, so you need to shut the hell up.
No, my car ain't ready, but I will tell you, you don't walk into the fucking quarter mile.
You jumped your hot ass in that Mustang and threw a dead in your ass, so you need to shut up.
Hey, when I was driving the hooker, you were the shittest motherfucker in the track with that 31-inch W tire.
You couldn't get your fat ass down the track. Stop lying about the hooker. You was blowing the hooker up. You weren't doing nothing with the hooker. You was hooking, all right.
Speaking of hookers, where the hookers at, man? Let's get some pussy.
Hey, get it from Doug. He the hooker.
when that car was running, you wanted everything in drag racing with bars and everything else. We were on a fucking tennis tire. You were still the top of us.
When y'all want to
who's
running
down that fucking car? Callie's motor, anybody else? We didn't share that fucking joke.
Only pass I seen Leon make last year, the motherfucker bounced off the wall 3 times and never let off the throttle.
Exactly.
Hey, look, every time you made a pass with that junk you had, you was blowing smoke and couldn't see how to get out of the track, so what's the difference?
Who blew smoke in what car?
That junk you got.
Turbo GT?
And you heard what I said? All of it's junk, so I don't know what you're making noise for.
if that car goes past 60 foot without blowing the carburetors off the fucking thing and the intake off of it, you might hit both walls before you make it to the fucking 8 mile.
Lose you some weight before you talk about racing, because you can't whoop nobody.
Learn how to tune a fucking Nike's car before you start running your fucking mouth and make a clean hit to the quarter mile before you come knocking out a fucking Turbo GP's door.
Fuck the hooker. Fuck the hate tank. Fuck all of them. Get y'all fuck ass down, man. Stop all this bullshit and lock in.
We are already locked in with your ass.
Listen,
you want some more ass?
We come July, whatever that race is in July, I will have a stack of fucking Franklins waiting with your name on them.
Hey, why don't you get your enlarged ass in the car while you hot out?
No, man. Hey, that shit weighs too much with me or Doug in it. We got to have Ricky or Ray Ray behind the wheel.
Hey, losing some weight. Put him on a diet.
No,
Big Bay on crack.
Hey. We went on a diet for 6 months, and all we lost was
that
6 months.
That long right there is a masonry bit.
Hey, we went
that
on a diet for
6 months. That long skinny one is a masonry bit.
That's all we lost, motherfucker, was 6 months.
Hey, y'all see it like a snow on the ground, man. Talk about something else.
All right, let's talk about the pussy. Where's the pussy at?
I'm going to come pick Doug and take you to the strip club.
Hey, you go to the strip club. If you take Doug to the strip club, you go on the penitentiary, man, because they're going to lock you up, not Doug.
Hey, you bring me to the strip club, I'm going to put my fucking tongue clean up in her ass, and she won't even know what hit her.
Listen, I'm going to tell you guys a story. We was up in Wisconsin about a year ago. Me and Joe Crank, his old man, some other guys, me and Joe Crank goes to the strip club, right? So we're in there. This fucking girl, she flips over 3 times, puts her ass right in my fucking face. So I'm in there. I'm throwing fucking dollars. Ain't nobody spending no money. I got like a stack of 100 singles, you know? So I'm flipping them out. I look at Joe Frank. I said, if she does that again, watch it. She flips around, puts her ass right in my face. I buried my tongue 2 inches in her ass. She flipped back down, looked right at me and says, rip job. Man, stop the conversation here. Get off the fucking side conversations at home, goddammit, Vic.
Wait, what? Fuck out of there. What's up?
Who is that?
Somebody
in the
background. Let me look. They got fine.
I don't know who y'all got in the background. Somebody in the background.
The glass.
That's ringing by your
own. Turn that guy on mute.
Hey, it's probably freak before getting his ass tore up.
Hey, delete it. Get that out of there.
Hey, I got breaking news. I forgot. So, we'll get a new paint job on the car, all right? Just so happens somebody says, hey, I got a race car. Maybe we should race. He said, maybe it ain't fast enough. I said, what kind of race car you got? He said, I got a Trans Am. So what
hey,
color?
Hang on. Don't say that on here. Don't talk about it.
He says it's yellow. I said, yellow.
Evans, don't say nothing.
I said, the only yellow Trans Am I ever seen in my life was Pac-Man.
I muted that.
Terry, you know if he loves on that phone, he'll get a pumpkin head when he see him. You know that, don't you?
Yeah,
that's
what'd you say?
Okay, he's gonna get fucked up by the Roadrunner too.
Hey, you know if he loves was on that phone, what happened?
Well, without what?
Don't talk about no man when he ain't on the phone, man.
Yeah, don't talk about that, Evans.
The man is
defending himself. Hey, 3Love get whooped by the Roadrunner. He knows that. He was scared to race him.
Why would 3Love take a stock suspension and run a pool table, man?
What are you talking about, a pool table?
You 3Love on the line, man.
Huh?
Yeah, I get 3Love on the line.
Hey.
I ain't
going
to get
three
on that.
Three
Log ain't got
to
have to talk about that.
Leon, 3Log, it don't matter to me. We'll drag all you motherfuckers.
You ain't going to do shit, man.
Line
you always talk. You ain't did nothing, man. Stop it,
you
man.
You drunk too, motherfucker. You been listening to that Beyonce song, Drunk as Love.
Right? Say
what?
Leon told me Tweety Bird done lied to me, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But I tell you what, Spawn ain't lying to you, motherfucker.
Hey, put that motherfucker Spawn on the line. Get knocked away. Hey, we are going to drag your ass. I'm almost thinking we're going to beat you by a yellow school bus.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet on that, too?
If you beat that motherfucker by a yellow school bus, I'm going to sell it. Yeah, they think
you
was on the
phone. You better put that fucking chuck on your footboard right now.
They didn't think you was on
Say
the
what?
Phone, man.
Say what?
Uh-huh.
Say what?
Uh-huh.
Say what? Man, you around there, too?
You hear him, motherfucker?
Yeah, he on there. You hear him, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Thought he wasn't on there.
If we beat you by
y'all
the yellow
y'all can tell that bullshit what you talking about. Because, listen, you got a date with Destiny, goddammit. I'm going to humiliate your ass. I might don't get no more action. After I fuck you up, I ain't going to get no more action. But I'm going to whoop your ass.
You want to bet on
and your little cheerleader over there that's hollering about that little black car? You want to lock in some money tonight?
Which black car?
I'll run that motherfucker today. The one that your man was hollering about. I'll run that motherfucker today.
The hate tank.
I'll run that motherfucker today, and we can come lock up some tonight. And get it over there Sunday. What?
Dude, they got quiet. There you go.
Yeah, that
pool table. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere.
That motherfucker woofing. I'm sick of all that whooping. If you want to do something, we can do something Saturday. The 19th is Saturday. Bring that
That's
motherfucker
right.
on to the track. You can
Hello.
Get fucked up Saturday.
They
and
bagging
I'll
up now.
I'll come where you at tonight and lock some money in. Right now.
No.
What? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
They got the tongue now.
They ain't
nobody
saying say it.
You want to lock in. Just what I thought. Oh, I'm tired of hearing all this winter racing. Fuck all this winter racing. Let's get this on. You came better enough.
131 is going down. The yellow car going to get drugged by Turbo GT.
Evans, you already got a date. I'm talking to your man woofing about that other car.
Hey, man, you told it just right. What's going on, Saturday? Y'all got that pool table together? We'll run y'all Saturday. Why y'all talking that bullshit? That's okay. We got off festival right now. We'll run y'all weak ass Saturday.
Can't even hear nothing. It's all muted.
Yeah, I know you won't hear nothing.
I hear you now.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
when I'm going back to doing what I'm doing, like I thought. But if motherfuckers don't lock that in, y'all know my number.
Same thing.
Y'all know my number.
I got it.
Quiet
now.
Yeah,
hey,
Doug,
you
got quiet.
There ain't nobody quiet. We'll see you at the track. There ain't nobody talking about this shit on the phone. We will come and see you when we're ready.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
He ain't trying to see you at no track. Lock
and we can go to quarter mile, 8 mile, whatever the fuck you want.
Lock your ass in Saturday, motherfucker. Ain't nobody trying to see you at no motherfucking track. See, he got drowned.
Dougie.
Yeah. Yes, Victor, sweetheart.
Lock in, Dougie.
Hang on, I'm texting the man right now.
Told you motherfuckers, we don't stop all this bullshit. This a big time year this
year.
You guys
going to Milan Saturday?
You go anywhere you want to go, motherfucker.
I asked a question. Are you going to Milan Saturday? Yes or no?
To this Saturday?
Yes, the 19th.
This Saturday is OET Milan.
Oh, that's in Milan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah, Milan's no ET Saturday that's coming up.
Right. Yeah.
Hang on. I just sent a text message to the owner. I'm going to see if I got locking rights to lock that motherfucking race in. I'm telling you right now, he's probably going to say something about that big-ass fucking super swamper tire you got on there, but we'll see.
That's
maybe he's feeling
funky. Dougie, the one got on here and asked for that. You know what size tire on the car?
Yeah, Fred's so motherfucker. That's the way that car hooked. Put a 31-10-5 on there and see what happens.
We're not putting shit on that, but what's on that motherfucker? Get your fuck ass down. That's all you gotta do. Get
Trust
your
me,
ass down.
I'm gonna empty my fucking bank account with Turbo GT sits next to that motherfucker. And listen,
well,
if we pull a shooter at 1,000 feet, don't have no hurt feelings.
Motherfucker, you can't even talk. Can't even get
okay.
Your shit out.
When that black parachute opens at 1,000 feet and we're jacking your ass,
don't
have no feelings hurt.
Hey, Vic, you're right. You're right. He can't talk.
I think you snorting nitrous or something, goddammit, because you get all excited and then you can't talk.
What are you talking about? I'm sitting here on the couch. Relax. What are you talking about?
You don't sound like you relaxed, motherfucker, to me.
I'm calm as a morning dove on Sunday morning, brother.
What?
All right, guys, I'm going to bed. I ain't getting no return text message. He probably sleep.
Yeah, you know, y'all know what time it is.
Hey, go in there and get some pussy.
Fuck y'all going to call a motherfucker out and then go to complaining about what size tire he got.
Hang on, motherfucker. I'm going to get my ass on three-way now. You just pissed me off.
Kill me.
Let me look. He might be on here. Sometime he's not. Sometime he's on.
I ain't trying to call three lug.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about... Belcher usually on.
Belcher. Call the motherfucker out and then start talking about what size tire he got. What kind of shit is that? Y'all bought what y'all wanted. We bought what we want. Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Who tried to lock in with Belcher?
Say what?
Hey, Tank,
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
We sure will.
Vic.
Goodbye.
Good morning, Vic.
What's that?
What up? Who you logging in with?
I tried to log
whoever
in, but he didn't answer.
Whoever wants some action?
You trying to do something? Hey, Tank.
What?
Hey, Tank, he didn't answer.
Dougie said that, but yes, we will. We will run the Hey, Tank.
What car?
Hello?
What car?
What
car?
They said another car. And then Dougie said my car. Lock it in. Dougie asked for this.
When do you want to race the hate tank?
Say what?
When do you want to race the hate tank?
Whenever y'all want to run. Get him on the line. Get him and let me know.
Saturday, Milan?
Get in touch with him and let me know.
I'm asking. You want to race Saturday at Milan?
I'm not going to say we're going to run this Saturday. I'm not going to say that.
Because I would have got real excited and locked that motherfucker in right now if you said you was ready.
I'm not going to say we're going to do that because I'm not going to.
Leon, your mic's back open.
Hey, Vic. Got off the phone. Man say, stop all the bullshit. If they want to lock in here and run their motherfucker set, ain't no mile. Anybody got to go to no motherfucking mile. Get your ass to the Grove. You ain't running but half track any motherfucking way. The man trying to lock his ass.
Y'all want to run Saturday at the Grove? Y'all got that.
If we go anyway Saturday, anywhere Saturday, we're going to Milan, no ET. We ain't going to no class race at the Grove.
You ain't got to go no class race. You racing man's top. But what that got to do with it?
Because we don't want to deal with all them class racers.
Ain't no class, fool. If you want to run, stop ducking. The man got on the phone and tried to lock down last year for Saturday.
And I just said, you want to race, we'll race Saturday at Milan. Milan is closer than the Grove anyway, goddammit, to Man's house and Vic's.
What, eh?
Crazy. You're out of your mind.
3 hours
to Milan. 3 hours
to
Milan is 4 hours
for
y'all.
Milan is 3 hours from my motherfucking front door.
No way.
Times.
Dude, it took us 4 hours to get the team seat.
Who wants to bet on that?
I'll bet. I'll take that bet. Hey. It took us 4 hours to get to Team Z, and it's farther than Team
Z. 3 hours. Doug, do you remember when you raced Game Over?
Doug fell off. He's not on.
Oh. We raced Game Over. It was a Saturday. I had to work. I got in my fucking car, drove 80 miles an hour. It took me 3 hours to get there.
Doug, you're back on.
Four hours from Chicago to Milan.
Yep.
Exactly.
You go 80
and
3 hours
to Milan towing a trailer at 70 miles an hour. From
3 hours, motherfucker, my goddamn car going 80.
It don't matter. If you motherfuckers really want to race, we will see y'all at the Grove. Lock in tonight.
I don't know that he'll go to the Grove.
Well, he ain't trying to race. Then y'all need to quit talking for him because he ain't trying to race.
Milan is a fucking good track. The Grove is what you can't compare it to.
You a lie, man. You got going. Milan ain't shit. Milan just like any other fucking track. You just try to pick a track.
No, you're not.
You motherfuckers say that because you got fucking tires wider than a goddamn car.
Don't even start that bullshit with us, bro.
You the one saying the shit, Doug.
Hey, man, you hollering that shit. That man trying to lock y'all weak ass in for Saturday at the Grove. Nah, you running but half track. What the fuck's the problem?
Lock in Saturday for 8 mile at Milan. What the fuck's the problem?
Ain't nobody going no for 4 hours. Just
ain't nobody going to no motherfucking Grove.
Well, you need to get off the phone,
man. I'll
tell
you what. You
want to
lock that shit in? Put the same tire we got on at the Grove and we'll race.
Hey, Dale, why don't you go lose some weight out your mouth, man?
Here we go with the bullshit. We're not changing shit.
Right.
Okay.
Then
bring your ass to Milan at 131 and we'll race you in our trim.
Hey, Vic, don't tell them nothing. Don't do nothing, Vic. Ain't nobody nothing keep running the Milan because they can't whoop nobody at Milan.
Got on my nerves. I tell you what, Doug, this is what you do. With my car, y'all got the back tire to the 8 mile. Lock in right now, motherfucker. Lock in.
What car?
With Turbo GT.
No. What
man.
The fuck?
Hey, it's some powers,
y'all
man.
Got to the 8, y'all got the back tire.
With Turbo GT.
No, with the hate tank.
And what do you want,
motherfucker? Keep your mouth closed. No. At 131. Yeah, we can do that.
So you're going to give us a back tire at 131.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hey,
quit,
you know
getting them, quit, Vic, quit getting them weak motherfuckers shit, man. They want to whoop a mother so bad around
hey,
like this, man.
You want to make the back player. You stay your finger. You stay your finger.
Man, fuck the fuck up, man. You ain't talking
hey,
about
what?
Shit. Y'all get on these shows want to beg a motherfucker for stuff. Don't get them shit, Vic.
Sick of these motherfuckers, man. They're not talking about
Vic. Let me explain something to you. Man just got on the phone and told them stop the bullshit, lock their ass in for Saturday, man. And you came bad enough. Them motherfuckers got quiet. Ain't nothing else to talk to them about because they ain't trying to do nothing, man. They wearing my tie, I was tied, all that bullshit.
We ain't trying to do nothing. It's a girl, that's a fact.
Well, you ain't trying to race, man. You ain't no mother got to drive no 4 hours to go fucking race for no little weak-ass $2,500.
How long does it take you to drive to the Grove from your house in Michigan City, goddammit?
2 hours. 2 hours. 2 hours.
And how long does it take you to go to Milan from your house? 3?
4 hours.
No fucking way does it take 4 hours from your house.
Okay.
No way.
Hey, this thing could take you 4 hours from Michigan City.
Yo, shut your ass up, man. You're running out of air, motherfucker. Shut up.
You're running out of air.
You need to shut the fuck up.
My wife's been telling me that for fucking 25 years and it ain't worked yet.
So you know she ain't lying. I just told you right now that you study going on, motherfucker. Ain't nobody going to give you your mouth to mouth, plug exhaust up to your ass.
Oh, no, man. He don't need mouth to mouth. He got the machine he puts out of his mouth when he goes to sleep and pulls it back up.
It's on my nose, bitch. Nail him up. And Terry, Terry. You don't know how it takes a mile because you're fucking sleeping the whole way up there. So I didn't want to hear that shit. Fuck all the TMZ.
It took us 4 hours to go to TMZ.
What, you fucking fall asleep at 4 a.m. and wake up at 8 a.m.?
TMZ is farther than Milan, dude. I'm telling you right now. Hey, Steve Kelly and me, when we went to go over there, the day that we raced, game over. I got in my fucking car. I live right on the fucking Skyway, all right? Got in my motherfucking car. I pulled in exactly 3 hours. You drive 80 miles an hour, you get there at 240 miles. You get there in 3 fucking hours. No ifs, ands, or buts in my mind. I know. I've done it.
It don't matter. We're not going there. You want to race us, you know where we can go.
All right. I don't think I'm racing.
We ain't doing that at the Grove with no fucking shitty-ass track. We ain't doing that.
I'm along with the fucking Grove, you shitty motherfucker. That's the problem.
That's because you got big tires.
The Grove is fucking garbage, dude.
Well, that motherfucker.
Wait, the Grove is good 2 times a year, and that's after Cox is over with. That's the only time the Grove is even worth a fuck.
Doug, if you had 1733s, you couldn't get down the fucking track, so shut your ass up.
Okay.
Rick, you got bigger than 1733s, goddammit.
I got what?
You got bigger than 1733s.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I got 1633s. Get it right, motherfucker.
Hey, Vic. Hey, where that hooker at that was a man? We need to set him up with Wheeler.
No, we're going to set him up with Doug ass. Maybe shut his ass up.
He closed, hey, Doug will close his eyes and hope it was Boost 12.
Hey, it'd be about 15 seconds of his motherfucking life.
Oh. Oh, I got a motherfucker, Mr. and Mrs. I got an invite to another goddamn wedding. Son of a bitch. All right, guys, I'm going to bed.
Nah, man. All
right.
Hey, you need to go somewhere. Vic.
Take Doug with you.
Hey, Victor.
They're laying next to each other.
I want you to know I love you.
That's
going to
be a big-ass bed.
It's a waterbed. Imagine they're both on the waterbed, king size.
Don't hate.
Well, Dale got to be on top because you know he's going to run out of air.
Leon, you worry about not running out of water and we'll be all good, mother. I'll see you guys soon. Trust me. We will come and find you when the time is right, all right?
I hope you do. We ain't hard to find.
We ain't hard to find either.
I'll see. We'll see. Motherfuckers.
have a great week. I'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, sweetheart.
Have a nice day.
Bye. It's nighttime, motherfucker. Oh, goddamn, boy, that goddamn Doug Carey. What the fuck y'all do to him, man?
Yeah. He's funny as fuck.
Hey, that mother at home on that
air tank. You say what?
That mother at home on that air tank right now, pumping air in his
head. Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. There he go.
He's still on here.
Not yet.
Hey, the first time I used that machine, my wife thought I was dead. I swear to God.
I got a nebulizer right next to my bed.
A what?
A nebulizer, motherfucker.
What the fuck is
that?
No.
It's for asthma patients, motherfucker. You gonna need it. I don't need it no more. It's for you.
I don't have asthma.
You sound like you got something, motherfucker.
All I got is a fucking Woody for whatever you're driving.
I like that. I like that, shorty.
I bet you do. Just remember that quarter mile's a long way out there.
No, you remember that.
You better hope you guys can run a number. If you don't, we will drag that motherfucking ass, I promise you.
You better hope y'all can run the number.
I know we will run the number. I promise you we will.
Okay, well, we're going to find out.
We will.
Ain't nothing else to talk about. We will find out.
There ain't nothing else to talk about. We will, when it comes July 19th or whatever it is, we will be 100% ready. For whatever you got.
I understand.
But Nick, that don't mean we ain't friends.
No, we still going to be friends after I fuck you up. Fuck over
absolutely.
You all day. You still going to be my friend.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. Hey, when we stop in Jackson on the way home for, not Jackson, what the hell's over there? Grand Rapids? At the Outback, I'm going to buy you dinner with your own money.
Motherfucker, you ain't going to have no money to buy Outback.
We will be eating steak and lobster tail. You come over and have some, you can have half of mine. And you'll be buying it any fucking way.
I appreciate that, but I'm going to pay because I don't want you to be trying to walk out the door distracting no motherfuckers. I'm not going to jail.
Hey, I ain't run from a meal, from a bill at a meal since I was in high school. Don't play on it now either.
I understand, though. Go on and get you some sleep, man.
I'm going to. 4:30 comes around real quick in the morning, my friend.
It sure does. And I don't want you I want you to wake up in the morning.
I will. God will and I will.
You will. But, hey,
all right, guys, have a good night.
You got, listen to me, Doug, and listen to me good. You got all day tomorrow to get a hold of the hate tank and get something going.
Well, I promise you it won't be at the Grove. I will guarantee 100% it will not be there.
Like I said, y'all got action, man. But good night.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right.
Well,
every night,
nobody else up. Huh?
What's that?
That motherfucker ain't hanging up the phone.
Doug has dropped.
Y'all gonna make this guy to kill himself. He's breathing hard right now.
This old lady probably mad as hell at him right now.
Yeah. She ain't gonna spank him because he gonna run out of air. He lied to die if she spank because he can't breathe right now. That's Terry's fault.
How's that my fault?
He let him get on and run out of air. He got on Vic, and then I have Vic, and we teamed up on his ass, and that brother started running out of air. You hear him start steadying. I said, he's short air right now. He better stop.
Hey, hang on. Kevin Rice, your mic's open.
What's happening, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Mr. Rice?
Same old. Terry, just calling in, supporting a little bit here, listening to the circus.
Circus.
The circus.
The Wednesday night circus.
Wednesday Night Circus. That's going to be the new name of that motherfucker that you got on.
Yeah. Boy, Evans and Doug had it going for a while.
Oh, yeah, go figure. I just turned it on. I didn't know. I just heard it from Doug.
Hey, Evan and Doug had it going, but man was for real. Man was trying to make their ass lock in for Saturday.
For Saturday, huh?
Yeah, man was for real. Hey, they got a race going on. Ain't no such thing trying to pick a place to go. Man, trying to run.
Exactly. The track gonna be prepped. Cause the whatchacallit guy's gonna be there, so the track gonna be prepped.
Yeah.
Where at?
Ain't no way I keep running trying to run up to the Grove. Run up to Mile.
This weekend?
The wife guy's going to be there.
This weekend or what?
Yeah,
the
this weekend they got a sniper shootout.
Yep.
Fucking cold, man.
Pro 85 will be there.
It's still too cold, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think.
It's still too cold. I don't think it would do either one of you guys any good to run on that right now. Even with a big tire, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to be too cold. I think it needs a little bit more heat.
But it don't hurt right now. We've been in so much cold and so much snow. If the weather halfway deep, I'm going just to smell some rubber and see some cars.
I'm sure. Yeah, everybody's got that you know, winter blues
it's
going on. Yeah, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I don't know if I'd be running a car. That'd be, you know,
I mean, it's going to be still great.
Yeah, it's going to be good to go out there. Yeah, without a doubt. This is going to be a good year, I think, all the way around.
Yeah, once this go away, it's going to go. It's probably going to go straight to hot, and then we going to want to go no track when it's too hot.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, you got catch 22. It's either too cold or too greasy, one or the other. So what's shaking, Terry? Anything good? What I miss? Anything?
No. Trent, come on from the Grove. Talked about some of the events.
Yeah. And then we had Evan to show on. Right?
Evan came on, started the circus.
Evan's and Vic's show. Bozo Circus was on the air. Gotta love it, though. Gotta love it. What are you calling from down south or nothing?
No. No. How much longer until we got oil pressure over there?
Probably 3 good weeks that we should be able to. Probably 3 good weeks.
All right.
It'll be probably next week. I'll probably send the nose and the deck lid and have that stuff painted, and then put a firewall in it and go. I'm kind of like that, you know. But a catch 22, anyways. So we're gonna have Mikey put the oil in it and fire it up on him second. So
yep.
And then once we do that, then I'd like to go test right away. But I don't know. We'll have to see what goes on there.
Yep.
So keep on plugging away.
I'll holler at y'all later, man. I'm out of here.
All right, Vic.
Y'all have a good night, man.
Yeah, me too. I just gave you the best of my health. I'm sorry, just mark that, too.
Yes, good night.
Yeah.
Terry, everybody else, I'm signing off. I'll see you guys later.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, later, bro.
Terry, I'm gonna get out of there too, cause 4 o'clock will be here real quick.
You ain't lying.
Hey, this is racing overtime money I'm getting now.
Yeah, it's getting close.
I'm gonna be ready if I can have an air tank. I might have an extra bottle of nitrogen to just air for Doug and we get down with him.
We're gonna have to make sure we bring him an oxygen tank.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if no one's got anything else, we'll go ahead and end the show. No? All right. We'll see everyone next Wednesday. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Jay.
All right, man.